trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.
Welcome to The Finish Line with Randy and Ashley, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. The Finish Line is sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The weekly broadcast and podcast is all about the people and their cars, places and events that put the style in their automotive life. And now, putting the style into your automotive life, here are Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento.
All right, guys, welcome back to The Finish Line. It's me, Randy Martinez. I'm here with Slideshow, a.k.a. Matt. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, bud?
Guess we're missing Ashley for another week. Give her another week. She's taking care of some things, so we're look forward to having her back next week. So we got four segments this week. It is the second to last week. I think we got about a week away from Halloween.
That's close.
Yeah. So we got a lot of trunk and treats going on, I noticed. So we'll bring up that in the fourth segment. We're going to talk, there's, you know, really cool places that you can go and take your kids trick-or-treating, but out of the trunk of your cars.
That sounds safe.
Have you ever, they park.
I've done trunk-or-treat at like a church before.
Yeah, that's exactly where they're doing it.
Oh, really? At the church? Okay. So, I thought you meant just like on the side of the street, bunch of trunks open, come dish in.
Yeah, right.
That's not happening.
Yeah, no. Because as much as we like to think everyone's sober and safe on Halloween, you know, there's always some knuckleheads out there.
That are not.
Right.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I'd rather be in a church parking lot.
Absolutely.
The Lord will bless me. He'll protect me tonight. Okay, what do we got? We've also got, we're going to get into winterizing your RV, because that time is upon us.
Because winter is coming.
That's right. Well, it kind of kissed us about 2 weeks ago.
Just gave us a little tease.
So I haven't even gone into my fifth wheel to see if I pulled through that freeze that week of cold. But, you know, fingers crossed, I'm going to get out there and winterize my camper here in the next 48 hours or so. Probably do it over the weekend.
I bet it's fine, man. It's been hot enough last few days, or at least warm enough.
Yeah, but dude, those pipes, if the water gets inside them.
That's it. Stays cold, freezes, done.
Well, it freezes, and then they're brittle, and they crack, and now you got water damage. I mean, there's just a lot involved if you don't, you know, do the proper procedures and winterize your rigging. So we'll get into that in segment two. I can't stress enough. I think it'll probably be the third or fourth time that I keep bringing up tires.
Tires.
So we'll go into segment three a little bit, talking about the importance of having proper tires.
Tires.
Going into the winter. Yeah, tires.
Tires.
You have a fetish for tires? Wow,
I do right this second.
You've given us three tires. Where's the fourth tires? Four tires.
Tires.
There you go. So we'll look at all four tires on that. I'd ask you what you did this past weekend, but I was there, so I already know.
We could talk about that probably a little later in the day, no?
Yeah, we'll finish up the show with that.
Excellent.
Like in segment four, when we're talking about the trunk and treat.
We'll get into some storytelling.
Not all the stories are worth telling.
I said some storytelling. The highlights.
Yeah, so we'll get into let you guys kind of in on our weekend escape to Telluride. And is that not some beautiful country out there?
Sure, let's get into it right this second for a second. I think it was amazing.
Yeah, mate.
Dude, all the colors there, all the trees, dude, it was perfect.
And who would have thunk that this time of year is we found out, they're off season.
Yeah, that's what everybody kept saying. We kept asking people, hey, why is this place shut down? Well, it's our off season.
Off season. I'm like,
off season.
So what I've gathered, I think, and I've done a little thinking because my mind's a little bit more clearer now that I've had a day to rest. I think what they mean by that is their two peak seasons probably going to be like in the middle of summer and spring. Because remember, they were talking about taking their mountain bikes up the gondola and then riding down.
The gondola.
Which...
we did not do.
I know. I'm bummed out.
We woke up. We're saying, hey, let's go to the gondola. All right. And then we started heading home.
Well, we're two fat boys. What are you thinking? Breakfast was important.
Not fat. I'm fluffy.
Okay. Luscious.
Thank you.
No, woke up. We're like, all right, let's go to the gondola. And forgot to buy the wife a sweater or anything up there because, you know, although we had good intentions to go, you know, shopping and be tourists for a half an hour.
Yeah, man, you screwed up.
And take the gondola all the way up. That little growl in the stomach was like, it's time for breakfast. Again, guys, the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Auto Salon. That is my shop in Colorado Springs off I-25 and Circle. We are your auto salon. So all of your aesthetically pleasing appearance needs, we take care of, whether it be from the recent hailstorms that has damaged your car, because I still see a lot of cars. Now is the time you can come in. I mean, hail season's passed. It's the temperature's already too cold. I mean, very rarely. I mean, when I mean rare, I'm talking
really rare.
I'm talking like winning the billion the lottery, kind of. I'm not. You probably have better odds of getting hit with hail than the lottery. But what I'm saying is it's for those of the people that were waiting to get your cars fixed. Now is the time, and that's a perfect segue to this. Body shops are still backed up. There's just I keep trying to reiterate it. You know, everyone wants something done yesterday. It's almost like that sign, cheap, fast. What is it? Good, cheap, and fast.
Yeah.
You can pick two.
Right.
Yeah. Well, no. Fast is not even on the table.
No.
So you get cheap and good.
It's not on the menu, bud.
Yeah. And cheap is not on the menu.
No.
So good is all you got, and good takes time.
So absolutely.
No matter whether you go to In-N-Out or, you know, you go to another replicable shop, can assure you they are back. They're just backed up.
I'll stick with In-N-Out Auto Salon.
Well, thank you, man.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of shops doing, Matt, what we did last week. I know my number one body shop that I use for painting and stuff.
Yes.
Oh, did you? Okay. Remember coming back from Telluride?
I do. I drove.
That is a good thing. But you remember we kept seeing all those hunters?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. The guys in the orange.
The guys weren't, yeah.
They were everywhere, man.
Yeah. It was first week of hunting season had opened.
I'm not much of a hunter.
I am.
I mean, I'll go shoot for game. They just, you know, bang.
No.
And you can have the meat.
No,
I'll take the rack, call it good.
No.
Yeah.
I hunt.
I like cows.
I'm a savage hunter.
Is there ever hunting for cows?
Yes. It's aisle 6.
Yes.
In the meat department. Right? And if you want the ribs, go down a couple more aisles right there.
See,
too.
It's done. It's been quartered. It's ready to
That's
eat.
That's how I hunt. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm a good fisher, too. I'm a good fisherman, too. I go right next to the meat department. There's a seafood aisle, and that's where I get all my crabs, lobsters, and all my fish. So 719-591-2779, guys. I tell you, you're going to call the shop, schedule your appointment. We're getting back to the wash line. That'll be opening back. That's opening back up.
You beat me to it, man. I wanted to talk to you about that, too.
I know, because your truck is filthy.
My truck is disgusting looking.
Yep. So we do that. We do window tinting. If you got a new car, say you have an old car. So you had really horrible tint before, and it's purpling, or it's bubbling, or it's fading, and it doesn't look good. Bring it by. We could strip all that tint, put new tint on. We still have to get into a show on tint, because there is a difference in tint. You know, you hear radio ads all the time, 149 starting. Yeah, that's what you, yeah.
Can you do that one more time?
149 starting. So, yeah, car wash detail, interior detail is going to be real popular this winter when the snow gets and it starts getting muddy in there. So, 719-591-2779. Give us a call, In-N-Out. Matt, why don't you take us to break, buddy?
All right, guys, you're listening to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central.
Oh, and a little shout-out to...
a shout-out to Havana Grill.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. Welcome back. It is The Finish Line here with Randy and Matt. Ashley will be back next week.
Sweet.
Hopefully. I have to go and track her down, tire.
Drag her.
Strap her to the hood of the truck and bring her in. She will be here. In-N-Out Auto Salon is your go-to shop for anything aesthetically appealing to your vehicle, whether you want to get a car wash, detail, ceramic coating, window tinting, clear bra, rim repair, paint correction. We also work on RVs and motorcycles and boats. So 719-591-2779. I'm going to throw an Easter egg out right now. Anybody who calls and mentions the show today will get $100 off of ceramic coating.
Calls the shop?
Yeah, they call the shop and they make an appointment. They'll save $100.
Just say I was listening to the show.
And I want a booking of ceramic coating.
Absolutely.
$100. I mean, come on, man. That's free money.
To how many people?
I think we'll cap it at 5. I mean,
that's what I would did. I was thinking about 5. I'm like, what about 5?
Because I think the last 2 weeks that we gave away gift certificates, one, we had them at American Battery. We started off with 2. Those were, or 4. Those were given away within the first hour, I think.
Yes.
And then Havana Grill, we gave some gift certificates last week.
Wait, how did those go?
We took off to Telluride. I got a call over.
Yes, this is right.
And see how that went out.
Okay.
But I do know that they said that they got rid of all the gift certificates. But I still want to go and touch base with them and see, if we didn't go eat at Johnny Martin's trying to find Ashley, that I think is where we're going to go to lunch next show.
Gotcha.
We'll run over to Havana Grill because I don't know if you've had Cuban food, but...
No, I have not.
That is amazing. Good stuff.
All right. So you mentioned at the beginning of the show something about winterizing.
Yeah.
And winterizing RVs. What in the world does that mean, dude? Because I kind of got a gist for it. You know, winterizing, you're making it ready for the winter, but...
Well, so the definition of winterize is to prepare something like a house or automobile to withstand cold winter conditions. And here in Colorado, we're not, you know, we're on top of that. You know, you put those little styrofoam spigot covers, you know, that's winterizing your house, essentially.
Really?
But because if you don't put it on there and it drops to six degrees and you got water in those pipes, what happens is that ice expands inside those pipes.
Yeah, they'll burst the pipes.
They'll
right?
burst the pipes. Same exact concept with your RV. The only difference.
That's crazy.
Is your house is going to have brass pipes.
And be more expensive.
It depends, but yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because you can get and sustain a lot of water damage if you've got busted pipes in your RV or fifth wheel. So, and it's quite interesting because RVs are both a house and a vehicle. So
that's true.
You know what I mean? It goes hand in hand. So in addition to winterizing, like your plumbing system, you want to be concerned about preparing the interior, the exterior, checking like your chassis components, you know, right before those the heavy winter months, which we're rapidly approaching. But that being said, the most logical place to start is to protect your RV plumbing system from damage, since that is like the number one problem that RV owners face in periods of freezing temperature. Now, I know this. I think when I bought my fifth wheel, I had a small leak in the nozzle in the pooper that, you know, where you...
The pooper?
Yeah, the toilet.
I just wanted to say the pooper.
I know, it's pretty cool. So there's a little nozzle that squirts water on that drain, you know, that cleans the bowl.
Like a bidet?
Yeah. Yeah. Or the little, it's okay, I got it.
Uh-oh.
In your kitchen sink, you have that little nozzle that pulls out of the sink and you can spray water.
Yeah, like a water hose.
Yeah, toilets have that in the campers so you can clean your bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just aim better.
Or don't eat Mexican food.
Or chili.
Yeah. I'll tell you right. So the nozzle had just a small little leak in it. I think it cost just under $3,000 because I had water damage on my floor. So they had to pull out the toilet. They had to pull out the shower, the bathtub, which is an all-in-one unit. I don't have that big of an RV. So, yeah, water damage can cost you quite a bit of money. And you won't really know it till springtime because you're not going to go out in your RV in February. And
no, you'll find out when you're ready to use it.
Oh yeah, it's going to be like April. You just dusted it off. You're getting the family loaded up. You're doing your checks, and you realize that your hose is busted. You got water damage, and now your wife and kids are mad because you can't go camping because you didn't winterize it properly.
So do you just kind of what's it called? Not insulate. Cover everything up just to keep it from freezing, or do you like completely drain the water out of these things?
So there's multiple ways. So for instance, my fifth wheel is an it's what they call Arctic something. So I have insulated
Arctic Thunder.
That was your nickname in high school, huh? So the bottom of my fifth wheel is insulated, right? So I did not winterize my fifth wheel last year, and I skied through because it wasn't that it was a mild winter, right?
Okay.
But anyone that's listened to the show knows I believe that it's going to be a long wet cold.
I believe
it's going to be a long cold wet winter, and so that's why I thought it was important to go through the process.
So winterize.
So yeah, the long answer to your short question is no. You want to drain the water out.
Okay. You know, you could have just said that. Now, do you guys? Now, I know when you winterize your fifth wheel, do you take it to your shop and do it there? Or, I mean, are people able to bring it to the shop to have it winterized?
Yeah.
Is that kind of the whole point of this conversation?
Well, I winterize it myself.
Well, I know you do, but do you offer that service?
We do.
Excellent.
Yeah, we do offer a winterization service, but there are DIYers because, you know.
Yeah, what?
DIYers, do-it-yourselfers, guys who, you know, do above and beyond. Guys who are guys.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, we'll just get down to that, you know. Dude's doing dude things.
Your acronyms are hilarious, man.
So I'm going to try to break it down and make it as foolproof as I can. There's a 7-step process to winterizing your plumbing system. And by the way, guys, I got all this information off of GoRVing.com. As sharp as a wit that I think that I am, I'd rather give you, you know,
so you're telling me it didn't just come from your brain?
No.
Oh, man, I just thought you were the man.
No. So there's a few items that you're going to need that you're going to probably want to go down to, like Camping World or Windish RV. And there's any RV store is going to carry it. Those are just the two that are near my house. So that's what I'm going to use. You're going to want to get your – and there are differences in antifreeze, but you're going to want to get non-toxic RV Marina antifreeze. And the amount is just going to depend on how big your rig is.
Like coolant that goes into a radiator?
Exactly.
Oh,
well,
really?
No, it's antifreeze. So let me skim across the top. What we're going to do, we're going to empty and we're going to drain out your water heater.
Okay.
Because most RVs have a water heater in them. And then we're going to drain all the pipes. Then we're going to fill it up with antifreeze.
Okay.
That simple.
Really?
No. But I mean, that, I'm going to go through the steps, but yeah, that's how simple it sounds, right? But
so if I just drop it off at your shop, that's pretty much how simple it'll make my life.
Yeah, because then you're probably going to want to get it detailed on the inside or something, you know, typically. Well,
yeah, before you put it away, right?
Yeah, you're going to set it away for 6 months. You're going to want it cleaned up, or you're going to want a ceramic coating, which, yes, we do ceramic coatings on RVs.
Even though they're so big?
That's what our product was originally designed for. It was designed for the aviation industry.
Right.
But, which, you know, fiberglass, gel coat, hard gel coat, all of the aircrafts. So, yeah, marina and RV and aircrafts, that's what our product was designed for. So it works great. So, yeah, you want to get RV, marina, antifreeze. Usually 2 or 3 gallons is more than enough, unless you've got, like, some massive 44-foot behemoth. And at that point, I promise you, those are the guys who do not winterize it themselves. You got a $120,000 rig.
You're paying for a shop to do it.
Yeah. You know.
Here it is, man. Come when it's done.
That's right. You want to get a water heater bypass kit if one is not already installed. So the guys who have fifth wheels and RVs, they know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? The newer ones already have a bypass kit. 9 times out of 10. So very rarely do you not have one, but just check. And like I said, if you're doing this yourself, you know what to look for. You know if you have it or not. You probably want to get like a tank cleaning wand just to clean your tank for your poopa.
The pooper?
The poopa. But yeah, you want to get down there, clean the black water holding tank. If you don't already have, again, the newer ones are going to have it, but they have built-in flushing systems. I know mine does, and it's an 01, so... odds are you do have one. You're also going to want to get a water pump converter kit to connect to the inlet side of your water pump. And then just basic hand tools just to install all your drains and plugs and stuff like that. I don't think you need anything more than a pair of pliers, maybe a Phillips and a flathead, depending on if you have what kind of clamps you have holding those things on. A lot of them are self-fitting, so you put it on and, yep, and it holds itself down. So... and check your owner's manual if you have one. If not, we're in the 20th century. You can
Google it.
That's right. So step one, if you have any inline water filters, those are the ones that try to, that make your water taste a little bit better. You're going to want to have that. You want to have that taken off. You want to remove that. If you have one on at the sink faucet, there should be a bypass hose that you can install when the filter is removed. So locate, get those filters out. You know, it's the one with the arrows, the water runs through, and it makes it taste great. When you open up on the side of your fifth wheel, you have where your water heater is, where the pilot light is. It's that little box that's got, you know, a bunch of wires and fuses in there. There's a little drain plug. A lot of times it's a white plastic one. I've seen metal ones. Mine's just a little white plastic one. Remove that. Get out the way because you're going to drain. Like, yeah, get out the way.
That's what I was thinking. I was about to sing a song.
But the water's going to rush out. You probably got about a 5 to 10 gallon water tank, water heater in there. So that's the first thing you want to do.
And that's draining all the water out from that one plug?
Yeah. Well, it's draining out your water heater.
Your water heater, right.
Because you're going to have, you got three tanks. You got a gray tank, you have your freshwater tank, and you have a black water tank.
Right.
Typically, most people will drain all that before they come back home, or they'll find the first dumping station and get
I would
that.
Sure hope so.
Yeah.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's our first step. We're going to get to the other steps, and I got some good news when we come back. Matt, why don't you get us into break, buddy?
All right, man. You guys are listening to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Batteries, in partnership with John and Martin's Car Central. Oh, come on. I liked it. That was pumped, man.
Guess who's back? Back again.
What?
Winter rising.
I'm done.
That's a friend. Okay, guys. So here we are, In-N-Out Auto Salon and Hail Repair Center. Your sponsor, your host, Randy. Sideshow, Matt.
What up?
Again, Ashley's out for another week. We're coming back from winterizing our RVs, if you were just tuning in. We got through the first step, which is draining all the get the water heater drained, pull that plug on the side where your pilot light is. I wanted to bring up also to be very careful that you don't want to do this if your tank is hot. You know, if you just
like you just took a poop pot?
No, like if you you know, if you had your pilot light lit and you could turn hot water, you know, because now you're going to have like 10 gallons of hot boiling hot water coming out
right down.
Yeah, so make sure that's not hot. Also make sure that you don't have any water connected, like, you know, so it's not just running through your system. There's dumber things. Stranger things have happened. Also, and then if you have the little 12 volt water pump, make sure that that button's in the off position. Then you want to go back through and you want to open up all your valves. So the kitchen sink, open those up, hot and cold. You got your bathroom, open those up, hot and cold. Open up all the valves.
Right.
That's going to help drain that tank a lot faster because, you know, it's not going to be a vacuum pressure by having them closed. And let's see. So once you get all that done, don't forget the outside shower, too, if you have that and you're equipped. And that you just open it up, you know, open that valve up as well. So after you get all the water out, you're going to want to bypass the water heater. That's that bypass valve. And what that means basically is we're going to be putting antifreeze into your system. And so basically what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to – most of the RVs are going to have a hot water bypass kit. But if not, then you're going to want to install it. Super simple. I'm not going to get into it. There's instructions in there if you want to put that. If not, you can bring it to our shop. We'll put it in. Or take it to any of your local RV service facilities. For something simple like winterizing, we can take care of that. We're not by any means an RV dealer. We're not a RV repairer. You know, we do the coatings, we do the oxidation removal, we wash them, we detail them, and winterize them. So like I was saying about that bypass kit, the next step is going to, in that bypass kit, you're going to basically not run the antifreeze through your hot water heater. You're just going to put the tube into one of your 1 gallon jugs and you're going to turn on the pump and it's going to pump that antifreeze all throughout your pipes. Oh, and by the way, you want to go back in after you've drained your water heater and you want to close all your valves so that you can start pumping and see one valve at a time. Essentially, what you're doing is you're pumping antifreeze through those lines because there's probably going to be a little moisture in there even after you've drained everything. What is that? Sorry. That's not even a burp. That wasn't even...
No.
That's like, I don't want to play right now.
No, I know what you mean.
That water pump, you're going to see it once you say you're near your kitchen sink, you turn the cold water faucet on, you'll see it pump through. Let it run for a few seconds. That way you know you have that antifreeze built up in the line before you shut it off. Rinse and repeat that process throughout your camper or fifth wheel. Don't forget your toilet.
The pooper.
You want to make sure that you see that red, the pink antifreeze. You want to see that. And guys, I want to stress the fact that there are different kinds of antifreeze. Do not put car antifreeze in your mobile home or your
antifreeze.
RV. Yes. Do not put the car purple or green antifreeze in. RV antifreeze is completely different. It's biodegradable. Remember, next spring when you pull this thing out, you're going to be drinking the water in those tubes.
Ew.
So you don't want the kind of antifreeze that's put in a semi, Mack truck, or your Dodge pickup.
Not unless you want to get really sick.
Precisely, Watson.
So do you keep the antifreeze in the pipes, or do you guys flush that through and then flush that out as well?
So throughout the winter, you want to have the antifreeze in the pipes.
So it keeps it all coated?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not going to expand or contract because it's not going to freeze. It's designed to withstand temperatures. You know, I don't know what their label is, but say 20 below. You know, so all right. If it's, say, 17 below, it's not going to crystallize and expand, contract, or, you know, bust your plastic pipes because it's expanding and contracting.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
I feel you.
All right. Like I said, Joe, go through your user manual. It's not rocket science. It's not that hard. We charge $99 for most of your campers to have them winterized. It's well worth $100 if you're confused or you don't know how to do it. And I have no problem showing you how it's done either. You know, as much as we want to see you every year, it might be something that's up your alley. You might know how to change a tire and change your oil and winterize your camper. Yeah, I don't.
So you'll show people how to do it as well?
Like, absolutely.
I mean, they'll come in. Obviously, they'll pay for the service. But, I mean, if they want to know how to do it themselves just because they want to,
yeah,
you'll show them the steps and everything?
Yeah.
That's nice of you, man.
I mean, I'm still charging $100. If you want to do it at your own house next year, that's fine. But
No, absolutely. But, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. But that's still nice of you. A lot of shops, in my past experience, they don't want to tell you kind of how to do things step by step because then, you know, obviously they're losing money. But I just think that's really cool of the shop to be able to do that. So.
What, you know, it's kind of the philosophy of the two businessmen are standing in line, and one businessman says to the other one, he says, you know, I'm not showing my guys everything. Are you kidding me? Why would I teach them everything? Then they can go out and do it themselves. Like, right. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Right.
The other businessman looked over at him and says, I couldn't imagine how my company would run if my guys didn't know everything. I teach them everything and anything I can, and then treat them so well that they don't want to go anywhere else.
And whose shop is that?
That was me and my buddy talking about it. Okay. That was actually another story, but that's my philosophy on it. I have no problem teaching people how to do paint corrections. In fact, we're going to be hosting next spring. We're going to start doing do-it-yourself clinics, DIY clinics.
Nice.
So for the enthusiasts that want to do their own car, and maybe it's taking them an hour and a half to wash their vehicle, maybe I can show you how we get it done in 45 minutes. You know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you because you have to tell your idea coming. Hey, dude, you think I could swing my truck into the shop on Monday because it's looking a little rough?
Dude, and I'm like, it's horrible, man.
Well, you get on the schedule, dude.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Tasmanian devil, no.
I'll slide in there eventually.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you did a half, you did a deep, you did a, You attempted
it
on
was
Sunday.
A quick wash. I know what you're referring to. My truck, it looked filthy, and I needed to do something very quick.
What are you going
to
do with the other 30% that didn't get here?
I'm just going to stay there until I get in line with your shop, man.
Because like the wheels, all the wheels, like the brush barely skimmed over them. I see a little triangle on the passenger side door.
It looks better. It does not look great, okay. But it looks better. Thank you.
So, guys, we're going to use the rest of this segment. We're just going to skip right over into that's how you winterize your RV. The best way is just to call 719-591-2779. That would be your ideal bed to get your camper winterized.
Well, heck yeah, let In-N-Out Auto Salon do it.
Well, and all those hunters that are out hunting right now, those things are getting filthy. So I'm anticipating we're going to get a pretty big rush.
Why not? Get it cleaned up, winterized, store it away.
Oh, you know what's killer?
What?
End of my street, they're building an RV storage facility.
RV storage facility down the street of your shop.
And you know what's rad?
Tell me.
It's a dead-end street, so no matter what, you have to pass my shop. So I've actually come up pretty fortunate this year. You know, with the camp, with that, where they're doing the rental down the street, and now I'm hopefully going to get some business off that. In-N-Out Burgers coming to town.
In-N-Out Burgers?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. My wife has suggested that I was to change the name after I took over In-N-Out a couple years ago. And I debated with it. I kind of liked the name and, you know, invested a lot of money into branding and stuff like that. And I go, you know what? I think you might be onto something, babe. I don't know. And so I pondered it, thought about it, and then breaking news. In-N-Out's coming to...
When are they coming here?
I want to say...
2019?
Sometime like that.
I thought when I don't know where I read it, some social media, and I could have sworn they were saying something like mid to the end of 2019. Although, I mean, I may be just blowing smoke, but that's just what I think. Can you give me an exact?
Well, it says here that they're going to officially, it's on, double doubles, blah, 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 Huffington Post. I don't see when it says. It says that they're contract to purchase land in Colorado Springs and 22, yeah, I don't know.
So what we're saying is we don't know exactly when they're coming, but they're coming.
Well, and back to the benefits that In-N-Out
Auto
Salon's going to get. How many mistyped
Google
searches?
Oh, yeah. Addresses,
am I
going to
be popping up on the end? So I'm like, right. Sorry, babe, we're not changing the name. We are In-N-Out Auto Salon, and that's just that.
Dude, that is cool. I mean, people want to go get a burger. They pull up to your shop, be like, yeah, you want to get a wash before you go grab a burger?
Are you kidding me, dude? I'll start the smoker, throw a burger on the grill, tell them the burger's free. We're just going to give you a supreme hand wash, you know what I mean?
Now that's how you do it.
Speaking of, let's talk about that, because I know you had asked.
What? Washes?
If we were bringing the wash line back.
Yeah, I know you guys have been really busy with your hail and doing details, obviously, because that's, you know, how the shop stays afloat. I got it. But, you know, I haven't had my truck washed from you guys in a hot minute because you guys have been so busy. Are you bringing that back? Is the wash line coming back to In-N-Out?
Yeah, so an interesting thing happened. June 13th, it hailed. And I think it takes about 2 weeks for people to start getting claims. So I want to say probably the 1st of July, we shut down our famous hand car wash, which we're only one of two. I don't think anyone else does hand car washes in the Springs. So we shut it down. Well, we're at a manageable pace now for hail.
Okay.
All right, because all that rush is gone. I mean, yes. We're still getting like 2 a week, 3 a week, which is great. So yeah, we're starting the wash line back up on November 1st.
November 1st.
Yes.
Excellent.
Two more weeks.
Put me on the schedule.
Actually, is it November 1st? Cause I know that I'm going to, SEMA, which.
Oh yeah.
November 1st, 2nd. So it'll be November 5th is going to be the first day that our.
And that's a Monday.
Yes.
Dude, I'm first in line. When I get here, I'm first in line.
Might as well make an appointment now because those spots book up fast.
I will make an appointment probably today.
Cool. You know what you can do before that?
Tell me.
Get us into the break.
You got it. Listen to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Gento. Presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon. Sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery. In partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. Thank you.
just like that, we are back.
Back, baby.
We are wrapping up our last segment here at the Finish Line, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon and Hail Repair Center. We are going to talk one more time on tires. It's extremely, extremely important to have a decent set of shoes when you're running in the snow, especially when your car is 4,000 pounds. So, tires are important anywhere, guys, but especially in Colorado because that snow's got to pack into somewhere. You're going to have some sort of traction, some sort of grip, keep you from sliding into the person in front of you and having to be without your car that you just got back from it being in the hail shop.
Yeah, I actually just freshened up my tires because they were getting, they weren't bald, but the depth was low enough. Yeah, no pun intended. Randy is bald, folks, so that's another story. But anyways, so my tires weren't bald, but the depth was low enough to where I felt it was, I don't know if I want to say really unsafe, but it wasn't, it didn't meet my comfort level, you know what I mean? And I love having my comfort level. So I went and freshened up with some new tires, and I tell you what, they're amazing. And they're all-terrain tires. They are good for the ice and snow and everything. They're just wonderful.
Aren't they good for, like rock climbing, didn't you?
They're good for going up hills, Randy.
Didn't you go up, did you go rock crawling this weekend?
I went up a few mountains.
A few mountains, yeah.
In my eyes, they were enormous.
Oh, yeah, they were huge. They were huge. And I think it was, what, from the road to where the Vail Spring, or the Vail Falls, was, what, 1.2 miles?
Yeah.
And you made it up 0.2.
0.2 miles, yeah.
You're like, I've never gone floating before. This is a big deal for me.
Well, I've thrown mud around, dude, but as far as rock crawling and stuff like that and mobbing up mountains, that was always my dad, and I'm scared the crap out of me.
Well, guys, I'm going to be honest. It was not a mountain.
No, okay. So once
but you,
once
you were, buddy, you were doing your exploration.
I was.
So yeah. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
At 1 mile an hour. That, thank God, our buddy Tim over at, or I'm sorry, Dr. Warner.
Dr. Warner.
At Warner Wellness was also with us. We went the next day.
Thank God he took us up faster.
Yeah, well, it would have been taking all day if we would have had Sideshow here running up there.
It would have been a nice journey.
A long journey.
A long journey.
So the depth, the way that you measure your tread depth, it's a vertical measurement between the top of the tread, which is the surface that touches the surface of the road,
yep,
and the bottom of the tire's deepest grooves. Now, because we're, you know, like where the grooves are?
Yeah, so like dead center of the tire.
Correct. Yeah. You know, because you got the walls up, so that measurement.
Right.
In the United States, we use it in the 32nds of an inch. And because you can't use a ruler, it's kind of difficult for you to try to test your tread depth. They actually have a tread depth tire gauge. And you can go to Discount or Les Schwab, or H&H, or you just find your tire store or shop out there. They'll be able to measure it for you. The easiest way, have you ever measured your tires, Matt?
Yeah, with like a quarter.
I think a quarter.
Dime, nickel, penny.
There you go. There was a penny.
The penny?
I was like,
I knew it was one of them.
You had 20% chance, and it took you all five chances to
get
to that.
I like using all
penny.
My options, Randy. Yes, I've checked it like that.
What did you say, a dollar?
No, I said a quarter, nickel, dime.
No, you started at 25 cents and went down to a penny.
And then, I did say a dollar, didn't I?
You said 25 cents, a dime, a nickel, penny, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can use the bottom of a penny and turn it upside down. If Lincoln's entire head is visible, then the tire is worn to approximately 2/32 of an inch. And those are legally worn out in most states. I can tell you in Colorado, you want to be somewhere up above...
a lot higher.
Yeah, you want to be above 5 or 6 22nds.
Yeah, they can't even patch a tire when it's lower than what? What would you say?
2/32?
Yeah. You can't even... I don't think they can repair or patch or anything, something that's that or less.
Why would you?
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm just saying, if you don't want to spend the money.
Well, I understand that there's financial strains, but I mean, safety is important.
This is true.
And 2/32 isn't even worth patching anything because you've only got about 6 to 8 weeks left. I mean, it depends on how much you drive, but there's not much life left in that tire.
So get new tires.
Yeah.
Period.
So, yeah, because I mean, on average, you figure in on average, a new car is going to start, or a new tire is going to start somewhere between 10/32 and 11/32.
Okay.
So as soon as you get down to, two is legally worn out, so I'd say about 4/32, but whatever tire place you go, they'll probably be one to tell you, you know, what what's a good depth on it. You know, 10, 30 seconds is when you're there. Negative 230 seconds, you're legally worn out of tread. 830 seconds is still usable tread. 430 seconds means you're about 50% of it done. So right around 430 seconds, you're going to want to start looking around for some tires.
Right on. It's always nice to get new tires, man. It always makes your vehicle look a little fresh.
Oh, I just got two new tires on my back, on my pickup.
Isn't it nice?
Oh, I love the sound of it. Sounds
new.
Yeah. That sounds like Velcro when you're taking off almost. You're like, and you're like, yes. So let's talk about Telluride.
Telluride. Oh, man, what a blast. Dude.
So first and foremost, we were so excited to leave because it's been a long 5 months with the hailstorm. Okay, and I, like many other shops right now, because it's at a manageable pace, we're able to get away and take not a full week or 2 weeks off, but I left like on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, right? I took 2 days off, come back on Saturday, Sunday. So we were so happy, guys, that we jumped in the truck, we loaded everything up, we started hauling butt, we're whoo!
Which way, Randy?
We were going
that way.
That way. Only we got to like Pueblo and we passed.
No, we got past Pueblo.
Okay.
We were on the outskirts, man.
He got to South Pueblo and I'm like, dude, did you even punch it into your GPS?
He's like, no.
He's like, no. And right when I said that, we missed our second, our last turn. Our second last turn to actually get, because you got to, way you get out there is all the way out 50. It's almost like you're going out to Durango. It's in the southwestern part of the state in the National Forest out there.
And at that point, I think that's when you brought it up on GPS, and you're like, oh, it only added 8 minutes. Just keep going. And then you realized, another hour. Turn around.
Well, because 8 minutes was that turn, the second turn that we just missed when we realized that we didn't even put in the address.
No, we just driving, man.
So
just want to drive, you know?
So what should have taken like 5.5-6 hours going out there took us 8.
Yes, it was a long, long drive.
It
was long, bro.
Yeah.
But we got there. We made it.
Oh, God, it was so
beautiful. It was time to eat, time to get a drink.
Oh, that's right. After a long trip.
But we didn't have any food.
No, because we're two dudes, and we didn't have any of, I didn't have my wife packing for me, like normal stuff that she takes care of. I just bypass. I mean, shoot, I didn't even pack my bags until half an hour before you got to my house. I was like, oh. So anyways, yeah, we get there, long drive, hungry. I'm thirsty, parched. I'm on a 4-day, 5-day vacation. I can't wait to get a cocktail.
We didn't even have a bottle of water, dude. We had nothing.
With nothing.
And so everything's closed. Right. I get there. Randy's asleep.
Yeah, that was me.
I wake him up. Everything's closed. He goes, let's get a bite to eat. I'm like, okay. I call places. Everything's closed. So our kitchen just closed a half hour ago. I'm like, okay, where can I just get food? Anything. Grocery store. Everything's closed.
McDonald's, right? We can go to McDonald's.
Yeah, an hour and a half back the way we just came. They're like, and the main quote of the freaking week was, it's our off season.
It's our off season.
I'm going to take that off season and throw it somewhere.
What are you talking about? We are hungry. You know, do I ever let you down? Have I let you down?
No, and you came through, Randy.
Because there was two places that were open. There were bars.
Yeah, we found those eventually.
Eventually. So we go into one bar. I'm hungry. Matt's ordering himself a drink. Next thing you know, I walk next door. I catch this dude locking up a pizza shop. Yeah, and work the magic. I come back, and everybody was impressed at the bar because they couldn't believe it. Dude,
yeah, Randy,
how the hell did you get a pizza?
Randy doesn't bring back slices. He brings back a full, large pizza ready to eat.
Yes, sir.
And I looked at him like he was gold.
Yes. I think that lady next to you wanted a slice of pizza, too.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't, though. More for us. But anyway, so the first night was it worked out.
It was mellow.
Dude, the views there are just phenomenal.
Well, and you know what? If you ever go or get a chance to go, leave early in the morning so that way you can get there to see it that night.
Yeah, the drive on the way back during the day was so nice. I mean, I would love to have seen that on the way too. So yes, definitely leave early enough. It's a great place. It's fun. But my goodness, is it pricey. How much was breakfast, Randy? And all we had was a burrito and a flipping taco.
My last name is Martinez. I grew up eating burritos, okay? Let me tell you something. Not going to give the name of the place.
That's fine.
But the food was amazing.
Delicious.
I'm going to pump them up on the quality of their food. What you should be fair warned. Okay. It's almost like it reminds me a little of Aspen. Because a breakfast burrito was $19.
Yeah.
A glass of orange juice.
Was $10.
$10. For two of us to eat breakfast.
$50?
$52.
$52.
And then they're looking at you like, where's my tip? Yeah. You're like,
it's in the surcharge. You just charged me a minute.
Yeah. but phenomenal food. The guacamole was on point. That place was amazing.
Yeah, the meat was awesome.
Meat was good. But just be fair warned, you will pay a pretty penny. So needless to say, that was our last meal in Telluride.
Yeah, other than that, we went to the grocery store.
Grocery store, we're like, okay, we're two dudes. And then I made a bomb breakfast.
Oh, yeah. The avocado was on point.
I combated that $52 breakfast.
Now, you had chili.
Are we
out of time, Randy?
We are out of time with that, Matt. So.
All right. Guys, you're listening to The Finish Line with Randy Martinez and Ashley Ginto, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon, sponsored by 365 Grand Club and Properties, Mike Shaw Auto Group, and American Battery, in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to The Finish Line with your host Randy Martinez and Ashley Ginto, presented by In-N-Out Auto Salon in partnership with Johnny Martin's Car Central and sponsored by the Mike Shaw Auto Group of Colorado Springs and 365 Grand Club and Properties. The Finish Line airs Wednesday nights at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com or on demand at KRDONewsRadio.podbean.com. The Finish Line, putting the style into your automotive life.
Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip and see. Take a little trip, take a little trip, take a little trip with me.